Everybody tells you to repurpose your content when it comes to marketing for your business, but nobody actually tells you how to do it.
We're gonna break that down in this video, show you how you can get more bang for your buck and to change a simple piece of content into, well, multiple pieces of content.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing today. Click on the long form video right here. Let's dive into it. We're back today talking about actually not making money from your content, saving money with your
saving
content.
Money.
Why is this relevant? Not the economy at all. Economy's booming.
I don't think it would matter.
I don't think it matters.
I think it's something that it really does need to be a little bit, at least for us to show everybody that there's a spectrum to this, that you can have video or a podcast. Yep. And it can be pretty expensive, kind of expensive, not expensive at all.
Yeah.
There's levels you can participate at.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so why don't we get to the real deal here? So, yeah. All right, so let's, I feel like this comes up basically at least once or twice a day, which is repurposing. It actually has not came up that much on LinkedIn as much as it used to, I feel like. But
AI's kind of replaced it, where that's the thing that people like to spar about. And repurposing for a minute was some people thinking that it's economical to do that in terms of your time and how much money that you're spending on content, whether it's writing the copy or, in the case of what we're talking about, reusing clips or taking a segment from like a longer episode, right? So a piece of content that you've already finished and already released. So, you know, really with that, it's like it's difficult for a lot of people to wrap their heads around maybe using another piece again. But you and I have talked about this a lot. Like, that doesn't need to, that's not like, it's just a very arbitrary rule.
Yes.
So that's like the big thing with repurposing is some people may make a face towards it to think that everything needs to be fresh and original every single time. And it doesn't really need to be that way, especially when we're talking about saving money as well.
Yeah. So this is the, we're going to go through, before we touch on repurposing deeper, you know, five ways it's, I would say, to save money, but I'll caveat with it doesn't make the quality worse, though.
It continues
the same quality. And that's where a lot of these, like, how to save money, right? Which is all of the softwares we're going to mention, too. That's like half of their value proposition is like how much money they save you.
Yeah.
There is a sacrifice to that, right? And so we're looking at this in the lens of like, how do you keep the content as good or better? While it's not necessarily like saving dollars, you are going to save the dollars, but it's more so efficiency, right? Mm-hmm. Content efficiency, meaning how do we use this one piece of content in other ways? And each time we use it in a different way, it brings that cost of creating that content down.
Yeah.
So that's the overarching, like, what we're getting into. Mm-hmm. There's five categories where we've seen the most bang for your buck.
Yep.
When it comes to saving money on your content while also generating more revenue at the same time, right? Those are the two goals here. And the first one, the one that everybody talks about, is repurposing, like you said, but it's how to actually do it. I think that's something that people never harp on, of like, they'll be like, repurpose, you can turn this into that. Yeah, but how are you supposed to do it? You know, and how do you have to change the content to repurpose it after? You know, that's another question. Like, if you're going to repurpose something, do you have to change the way that you make it, right? So I see like two categories here. I see repurposing as content you already have, and then I see repurposing content in the future. And those are two different strategies that we can kind of unpack, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just for instance, we could take a podcast episode, or let's just say a video, a really simple video. What we're doing right now with five ways that you can save money on your podcast, the script that either you would generate on GPT or that you would sit down, maybe you do it old fashioned, do bullet point by bullet point, that can be repurposed into an email newsletter, into a LinkedIn post, or portions of it, right? So any of the ideas that you and I are touching on now or that we've brainstormed before, that can be used for a lot of the people that are watching this probably are on LinkedIn and do the whole daily posting or posting throughout the week. So that's one I see a lot, is being able to draw the text post from that. And then in a more real sense is actually getting clips from longer form stuff and taking longer form stuff and focusing in on different areas of it, not just clips, but segments which are 4, 5, 6 minutes long rather than, you know, a 15 minute video or 20 minute video.
Yeah. And let's focus on a few. Like, I don't think we need to cover all of them, but I think the few that we kind of use, which is repurposing short form video.
Yeah.
Repurposing segments and then repurposing any of those into a text post.
Yeah.
Those are your core.
Email stuff. Yeah. Like just text stuff.
Yeah. And then it can all spin out, but it's like those core three, right? You do one podcast episode, shit, you could do one 15 minute segment and you can get 3 to 5 clips from that. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Repurpose. Then you got segments. If we, which we'll record this in an hour, this one may not be segmented, or maybe it will be, maybe we'll be like, this should be 5 episodes. We just did one with our last recording and one of the segments got way more views than that episode would have ever gotten.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So then boom, you have that segment. And then the text post side is something that it's not that you're even creating different content. It's that your post writing process goes from you having to write a post
from scratch,
which I just talked to one of our previous clients about engaging again and doing something, you know, in the near future. And he was like, I'll spend 30 or 40 minutes writing a post.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
And I'm like, yeah, but you have a podcast. Yeah, but no, for sure. And I get it. So it's like, all right, if you start with video, then you can take that 1 minute clip that we repurposed, transcribe that, have a GPT, that's what I do, and it just spits it out, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the three big areas. And then of course we can riff on, you know, anywhere in those three, but I'd say it's the short form video, medium form video, to us that's 5 to 15 minutes, and then save the fucking 30 minutes of writing a post. Oh my God, that is not worth your time. It is never, show me a post you spent 30 minutes on and it did better than other posts. It's like, it doesn't even mean it's gonna do any better.
Yeah.
It's just us in our head going, this isn't done yet. Mm-hmm. This isn't good, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like you said, like you always say, be a better friend to yourself when it comes to this shit. This is one way to do it.
Yeah, repurposing is great for that. You save yourself some time. And just the last thing I'll add for it too is that really I think is right now the culture, but I guess the trend of way shorter form stuff, of people's attention span being a lot more condensed, but also in a really real sense, people don't have a lot of time to sit down and watch even like a 5 or 6 or 7 minute video. So I think another just cool thing with repurposing too is that you can take longer form stuff and you can double click on those areas that you think are the most impactful for your guys or maybe even a new demo that you're trying to target or something like that. I find that that's like kind of a great audience service, is that you can say, I'll take the best bits that I feel are going to, that I know are the most interesting to you because I do discovery calls and these are the problems you have, whatever it may be. So
yes.
I think that's a cool thing too, is that not only are you trying to get more squeeze out of what you've already made and then save money, like we're saying, so you're not making more stuff, you're using what you already have, but it's also a good way for that. It's also a good evolution for that content, for you to take those moments out and deliver them directly to people, whether it's on LinkedIn or Shorts or Reels or TikTok.
Yeah, and now. And so, I mean, really, you said two things. So one is curation, right? So you're curating the mass of content into something that's easier to digest.
The highlights.
And then number two, well, yeah, I mean, that's something that we, you know, we didn't do this because we didn't really have to, right? We didn't have to segment our clients' podcasts.
Yeah.
In this media landscape, now we do. Like, it's just somebody's going to make a 5-minute video about the topic you spent 45 minutes talking about.
Yeah.
So you might as well make your own 5-minute version of it. And what I'm really getting at is there's really good things that are baked into 30-minute episodes, 60-minute episodes.
Yeah.
And nobody, and like, you're by default not giving that piece of content or information a chance for people to see it.
Yeah.
So this is also, number one, you're curating it for your audience and going like, hey, here's a 45 minute thing, but if you just want this one subject, boom, done, easy. Mm-hmm. Here's the 5-minute. And then on top of that, it's the fact that it's going to be baked into, a lot of these things are going to be baked into these like hour long fucking podcast that people just don't have the time to consume it. You know, your diehards are going to consume it, But your diehards are the people that are going to consume everything anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the menu effect. That's the one thing that we've done no matter what is like, it's a menu.
You got to make it easy.
Content is a menu. If you're sending people to YouTube, right? If they're already on YouTube, different story. But if you're sending people to YouTube from your socials, right? To try to get them to consume other stuff, mm-hmm. you don't want it to say episode on topic, right? And then it's a 55-minute thing. They look at that and go, okay, automatically.
You can't include everything in the time.
That's why it's like, you could do the full and even pull out segments after that. Like, mm-hmm. as you always say, there's no fucking rules to this.
There really isn't. Rules.
Do what you want, but make it easy, man. Like, make it easy. Make it a buffet, you know? Allow people to just choose which food they want to eat today, depending on what they're feeling. And hey, if they want a 60-minute, if they have the appetite for the 60-minute, great, it's there.
Yeah.
But they don't need to be forced to watch that just to get the value.
Yeah, or even dig through it. Totally.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.